Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tom Gazdecki. I typically serve as treasurer for the Little Calumet River, but tonight I get to fill the role as chairman. We have a limited group of commissioners present, but I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that everyone turn off their cell phones or at least silence them. Make sure you please sign our register of guests, and we will stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, would you please call roll?
Tom Lipinski, absent. Tom Gazdecki?
Present.
Anthony Brodnick, absent. Derek Nimitz?
Present.
Dave Castellanos?
Here.
Ron Ware?
Here.
Robert Ochi?
Here.
LaVon Whitaker? Absent. William Baker? Absent.
All right. Thank you very much. As I stated, I am acting chair tonight. So I would ask that somebody make a motion to approve the minutes from our April 2022 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from April 20th of 2022.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All right, thank you. Anybody have any discussion about those minutes? As such, no discussion. Mrs. Lambert, we need that roll call vote, please.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert
Ochi. Yes. Keeping things rolling. I'm not sure what Mr. Baker has to say. He didn't let me know he was going to be out of commission. Hopefully he's having fun. I really don't have anything to add. I'd like to thank everyone for being here. I'd like to thank the commissioners for the progress that we've been able to make over the past several years. I think we've done an excellent job trying to support everything that we have going on in the surrounding area and the watershed. I think if you really pay attention that there's been true progress made, and we've been able to get people out of the floodplains. We're working on getting more people relief from that. And I know Lori's been the beneficiary, been a long time attendee of our meetings. Appreciate that. Bill always talks about, you know, what happens when we don't maintain our system, and knock on wood, we've been doing a really good job. The system is performing really well. We're trying to address all the maintenance issues before they become problematic, and we encourage the citizens in our community to reach out to us if they have concerns. So with that said, I'll wrap that up as my report as acting chair.
Now, Mr. Chairman, at this time, I'd like to make a motion for approval of the claims for May 2022 in the amount of $307,357.62.
Anybody going to second it on
second?
Second. Thank you. I've reviewed them. I don't know if any of the commissioners have questions for Mr. Repay, and I'm sure he'll be able to answer them if there are. Dan, do you have any that you'd like to highlight?
I'll just go over a couple of them. Lake County Parks and Recreation, that's $17,960 for $984.48. I think I'm going to my eye doctor tomorrow. That is a partial payment for our collaboration with them regarding the different wetlands that they're helping restore with our other partners. We have had our first mowing of the season, which is CNH mowing for $27,500, as well as we have sprayed all the riprap with wheat patch for $38.25. USGS is our quarterly payment of $24,910 for all the gauges, and Christopher Burke for $34,542 for engineering services for the Griffith levee and rehab. Beyond that, a lot of the bottom ones, just for clarification for everyone, the City of Hammond, Hammond Sanitary, Town of Highland, North Township, Munster, are all payments that are made for the acquisition of properties that are needed for the court. So we'll leave it at that. I'm sure they're not going to be here, so we'll see what they, if they have to say anything. So if there's any other questions, then claims, I'll be happy to answer.
Mr. Chair. Dan, the Austin equipment for the Beaver Dam Ditch Watershed Project.
Is when we went into agreement in the fall with Crown Point, Lake County Drainage, and us, this is our, it's only a partial payment. It was divided into percentages that I don't recall at this point, but I know City of Crown Point have exhausted all their funds. The county exhausted all their funds as a part of the agreement, and then this is just what's left over. There is some more to be paid, but isn't billed yet. And this was all approved by the Lake County Drainage Board, and they signed off on it being done and complete. So thank you.
And then I have a question if I can answer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can.
Yes, you can.
Mr. Whitman, am I allowed to ask questions?
Sure.
The Griffith Levy design that our friends have been working on for a long time. Mm-hmm. Project Tracker indicates it's like 85%. Are they going to be finished with that this next billing cycle?
At the meeting that we had, the 12th or 13th, they are going to have the plans. We're going to make a motion to advertise in the June meeting or July meeting and award in August. So we will have to, at our June meeting, you will give me the authorization to advertise. And then, so if they're ready slightly before the 20th of July, then we're going to start early, and then we'll still open them in August regardless. That's probably the earliest we can do. And with the lead times, as we discussed a little earlier, with a lot of this material and pumps and generators, this is going to last easily into 2023, this project, unfortunately.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything for Mr. Repe regarding claims? All right, we have a motion and second to approve the claims for May 2022. Mrs. Lambert, would you please present the roll call?
Tom Vecchi.
Yes.
Derek Minnitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
All right, Dan, the time to shine, baby.
I just have to find my report. Here's something. Quickly with the May report, we've worked on acquisitions, which is probably you guys have gotten a recap from the Corps saying that we've approved 14. At a meeting that took place a couple weeks afterwards, they removed 12 of the 14 that were approved. So we were left with two. That is why we went with the route of purchasing those properties from the communities, which will have us, after we submit it, which will be tomorrow or Friday, we will have 22 parcels that should be approved. And we know we have a game plan as to how we want to approve in the future. We want to be done by October. I want to be done by November 1st with this project, which would coincide with the completion of the in-project mitigation. And the in-project mitigation is the last federal project that we have to do in this project. So best estimate, this project or this commission began in 1983. So in 2022, we could possibly say that it is done, complete, and we're completely done with having a deal with crediting and everything else. So we have a small four parcels on our end. They have 62 on their end, but there's really no complaints between both parties. We don't want to complain. We want to agree with their acquisition. We know that we have overserved our portion of that matching funds. And so we're hoping that by November 1st, we're done with all of acquisitions, and we can finally say that this project is complete. And then we can have a really cool ribbon cutting ceremony that after 39 years that this is done. As I said, we've done our mowing. We've worked with Structure Point on, this will be a motion later that you'll do. It needs to be an environmental study done for the Kennedy Avenue Bridge, so we're qualified for federal dollars. We've already had approval from the Corps. We've already have approval from DNR. We already have approval from IDEM. So we are missing an acronym. I think it's EPA that we need to do. And so they believe it takes 10 to 12 months. We will add that into the contract to make sure that there is some timeline involved and expectations. All of our inspection reports have been submitted to us for Hammond, Highland, and Munster. If you guys want to see them, you're more than welcome to. There were some minor issues that we are addressing, some issues that we're addressing with the sealant repair. We're going to address some of the others with encroachments with trees. But for that part, that is complete. Gary inspections are scheduled for June. I think it's June 11th, if I'm, my memory is correct. So that's going to be a 5-day affair of all inspections, gates, pumps, levee. We have started the Calhoun ditch study with DLZ. I know they have met with Mr. Lee and others, and I know they are looking to do the monitoring wells and dye testing and everything else. And so that is a process, I believe, if I remember the contract correctly, it's 7 months. I could be off by a month or so, but they are started that. They started that last Thursday. Natural Spring, I don't want to take your thunder here, Dave, but there's a groundbreaking Thursday, and I'm sure you'll talk about it. And then Hart Ditch Stabilization, Lake County Drainage Board, accepted bids this morning. The bid came at $980,000 for one of the next segments that is between Twin Creeks and Park West. And then we'll also be addressing that in our meeting today regarding offering authorization for up to $1 million and maybe $500,000 for emergency repairs, so we don't have to keep on coming back. Other than that, we talked quickly about the bike trail that we're partnering with on Hammond. There's a delay with a 408 permit. We're hoping that gets resolved. That's why it's a standstill right now. Until that gets delayed, none of the contractors can begin the work. So.
And that's a 408 from the city of Hammond.
That's a 408 from the Corps.
But I mean, the city of Hammond applied.
Yeah, the city of Hammond. The city of Hammond is the lead agency on this. We are just the little brother on this operation.
Thank you.
And that's really all. We're right now we're preparing for the June inspection, which is going to be a big. Make sure everything's working, which it is. We have no reason to believe it isn't, but it's a process getting in. We also have to get NDOT involved because NDOT takes care of the I-65 interchange to make sure they're on board, to make sure that they're available, and hopefully they have no issues. So,
is there another mowing cycle that might have to be completed prior to that?
It may. They've been notified, but it just really depends. Now we got rain. It's going to be cool, and guess what's going to happen? The grass is going to grow. We have to be careful that it doesn't grow above 1 foot. On the levees. We've also made special mention to them that to, you know, make one last pass over the top so that there's no grass on the top of the levees so that bicyclists and such aren't in danger. I mean, it's not going to be a perfect science. We have them go through it, but there's always something that could be left on there. But we are cognizant of that.
Have to get one of those jet blowers and just, you know,
the problem is in on the Gary levees, they're so far in the open that, you know, that the wind whips up, what we've blown off could just then just blow back on, and then all of a sudden you get a rain and it sticks. I mean, and also, you know, regarding the Calhoun situation where we have the mowers go as low as they can go without, you know, they don't want to rut it, stick it. So now we're going to get a separate group to come through and hand cut it. So, I mean, we don't want to destroy something to, just so that we can say that we cut it, because then we'll get the site for that one.
Great. Do any of the gentlemen sitting up here have questions for Mr. Reefe? All right. Very good. Thank you, Dan. I guess that leads us on to other issues and new business.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to open seal proposals on the license of land located at the approximately 2100 West 35th Street in Gary, Indiana. These proposals will be reviewed and taken under advisement.
All right, there's a motion for the licensing of land. Anybody going to make a second on that?
Second, sir.
Thank you very much, Derek. Any discussion? We want to talk about this at all? This has been on the board for quite a while. Nothing is binding on behalf of the commission. It's just a I guess, called the feasibility and the study meant to consider offers. And either no other discussion, unless I hear from someone, I'd ask Mrs. Lambert to take a vote on that.
Tom Vazetti?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Oche?
Yes.
All right, we have a motion that's been approved to open the proposals. Dan, you want to do the honor?
I will do the honor. And just to add on to what you said, we've been working on this for probably over 6 months now, worked with the LCEA, you know, them coordinating, doing the marketing, doing the answering to the questions. They had a lot of interest, but today we only received one bid, and that bid is submitted by Bradford Real Estate and Kroll Holdings Industrial. And so, I don't, you know, you're going to ask what's all in here. I don't know. We'll have to look at it, but it was open. It was timely, and I'll have to make copies and distribute it accordingly.
Right. Do you want to touch base on what did they give us any type of formal letter?
There's a formal letter. There's a lot of different terms, and there's a lot of, it appears as though maybe exceptions and ideas.
Any information there that what they propose to utilize the land for?
I'm going to try to look the best I can without cheaters on. Why don't you get back to me while I read quickly? They're just,
All right.
I'm trying to skim it as fast as I can. They're given history of both entities. They look like they have plenty of experience in development, but they don't right now. At least I can't read quickly. If I do come across something, I will let you know.
All right. Well, I don't want to hold up the show, and I know that all that information will be available down the road. So I would ask that we move along to other new business and open issues on the agenda.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve our resolution 2022-05 and an interlocal agreement with the Lake County Drainage Board for phase three of the Heart Ditch Stabilization Project, subject to a final draft and approval by attorney, executive director, and chairman.
All right, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion on this one probably needs to take place a little bit. Would you like to lead the charge, Dan?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So this is probably the second or third time where we've entered in this agreement with Lake County Drainage Board. Currently, this is not a regulated drain. However, the Lake County Drainage Board has the experience and the engineer to do this type of work. So the goal here is to once again try to stabilize the banks so that we don't have all the runoff and sediment that comes and deposits itself between Indianapolis Boulevard, Kennedy Avenue, which then proves the levee system less effective. So the goal is in this one is we are just going to continue on from the phase that we last left off, which was last year, and continue on. I believe it's 1,200 feet, if I'm not mistaken, to the north. And also in this resolution, it allows us to spend an additional $500,000 if in the event that during the time that we're dealing with this section, that an emergency takes place and we can go address it without having to come back to this board, to go back to the Lake County Drainage Board to fix the problem. So with that, I mean, that's what it is. And hopefully this is somewhat of a long-term venture with these folks, or maybe they'd like to just take it over. So
I have a couple of comments. I'm not sure I can make comments.
Yes, you can.
All right. Is Munster contributing anything to this funding?
Not at this segment. Not at this segment.
And is Lake County contributing anything?
They're contributing their engineering and their permitting, and they're going through it. They're paying for all the permitting cycle, which is a yeah.
My understanding is there has to be a minimal level of acceptance for the drain to be classified as a regulated drain. And the current condition of Hart's Ditch does not meet that minimal level of acceptance. Do you know, is that just rhetoric? Is there a true standards that have to be met? Or is it just
it's really to the
wish versus our?
Yeah, it's really to the drainage board's decision as to what they, if they want to accept it or not. I mean, I would tell you that if I'm the drainage board, I'd be wary because it's a big project. This is like taking over Deep River. That's why Deep River is technically not a regulated drain. It's a big thing, and you're only allowed, they're only allowed to spend in regulated drains within certain parameters. So I think their fear, and I won't speak for them, but at least the discussions that we had is they won't take it over as a regulated drain until we're well along or there's a good amount of commitment on both, not necessarily our part, but the cities of both Munster, Town of Munster, Town of Highland, as their commitment to making sure that this is fixed. Now, there's been talk that if we get to a certain point, they would take it from there and finish it off for us and then maintain it because the maintenance is going to have to happen. So we're putting all these riprap and putting the stone in or any type of stabilization that we do, well, eventually 10, 15 years, we're going to be doing it later on with the sealant. So after a while, that needs to be kept up. So I think they're looking for our commitment. This is another example of our commitment. We've committed last year and previous years. Munster has committed in past years. They didn't on this segment. They will be asked in the future to do it, maybe on the 500,000 if the emergency happens, if they can help contribute to that. Because this is an ongoing problem. This has been an ongoing problem since 2010 when I started, and we see the results of all the sediment going down river and causing blockages and issues. So it's not rhetoric, but it's really up to their jurisdiction to decide. They can decide if it's a regulated drain or not. And I think their fear is, and I would agree with it, is it's a monster. It's a large project to undertake. And they only have a certain amount of funding to do it in. I believe they have $150,000 for the Little Cal watershed of it to spend. And they have to spend that in all of the Little Cal watershed. That's whether it's in Spring Ditch or Katy Marsh. That's only where they can spend it, and that's all they have to spend. Now there's some capital funds that they could spend, which is a possibility in the future, but I think maybe as we're a little bit further down, maybe phase 3, phase 4 of this, they would then, I would think, say, okay, we can take it from here, because as it gets closer to the Ridge Road, I think it'll be a lot easier for them, a lot less issues, because in previous years, Town of Munster had done this bank stabilization, but they sort of did a patchwork approach, whereas we're starting from the very end where we see the problem and just moving north. Also cuts out a lot of confusion with the neighbors, because people are going, well, why are you going to Tom's house and not Ron's house? Well, we're just going north. Now, if there's problems that occur, emergencies, we'll address them. But you don't want to necessarily have to do that. Like we did for the military family, if you remember, that was an extreme circumstance where the light pole, NIPSCO pole was falling in. The NIPSCO pole falls in, you've got a whole subdivision out of power, you've got safety hazard issues, so.
And then the technology that they're using for the stabilization, is that continually being researched? Is it a changing dynamic?
Yeah, because there's some that require more. If you remember off of 45th Street where Oros did it, that was the Gabion baskets. Those were straight vertical, basically filled blankets or filled pockets of stone where I think where they're expecting here was, since there's some layback area, there's some room to work. They don't need the Gabion baskets. The protection isn't as high. They work off 100-year flood elevation. You don't need to protect to the 200-year flood, because how many times is that river going to jump to 200 years? You need to really look at what we've looked at data-wise is 100 years really the sweet spot. So if you can protect the 100-year, yeah, it may go up a little bit, but how many times is that going to happen?
Any questions from Mr. Rippey on that discussion? All right, Mrs. Lambert, I think we should take a roll call vote on this motion.
Tom Vazdecki?
Yes.
Derek Minnitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
Gentlemen?
Good. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve a service agreement with the Sublecki Lopez for a feasibility study to raise the North Fork Southern Bridge over the Calumet River and eliminate the floodgates in Hammond Highland in an amount not to exceed $29,000 pending legal review.
Okay, we have a second.
Second on that.
All right, thank you. Dan, this is pretty short and sweet.
They're just going to check with the railroads
on
I'm actually going that way. So let's get that out here.
Yeah. Give a little background on it. There's currently west of Kennedy Avenue, right at the Highland border, the bike trail on the North Fork Southern Line, on the southwest corner of Optimus Lake, basically.
Yeah, southwest. So on my cursor, if you're watching, here's Optimus Lake. This is the southwest corner. You can see, I'm going to give you Kennedy Avenue over here, the visitor center, just to give you some sense before I zoom in. You see above here the two gates that are, you'll see they're both, there's the ends of them, and there's a gate that runs, believe it or not, tries to run across the rail. And what we have to do is when a large event happens, we have to stop train traffic and also close these gates, which are one ton apiece by a hand crank. This is the side for the Hammond side that needs to be closed. And then I'll shoot back here. This is the Highland side. If you take the Highland bike trail, this is probably pretty familiar to you to go over this bridge. So the goal is to raise this bridge to eliminate this, in these pilings. You can already see in this aerial that there's some big blockages that was in place. And then also to make sure that they're gonna check, because we have several dozen pipelines that run immediately adjacent to these tracks, both on both sides, east and west. And so this feasibility study is to see whether we can build the shoe fly, or as described before, a sort of a bypass around these gates so we can work on this bridge to allow better flow to go through, to allow better protection, and then also to eliminate the human intervention of us trying to put over these gates. That's probably the best explanation. We will have a video online if you want to see how these gates are supposedly going to work. They were demonstrated once to us.
All right. Yeah, it seems like a reasonable amount. We're going to try to set a timeline on this one as well.
The timeline on this, they said in their email to me, would be 2 months. If you put it at 3 months, I think that puts into any problems or anything that we have. But 2 months since execution, they believe they can get the feasibility study report back to us.
Very good. Hopefully that language is part of the legal review and added if necessary. We have a motion to approve that service agreement and second. Mrs. Lambert, would you please do that roll call?
Tom Godsecki?
Yes.
Derek Minnitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve a service agreement with American Structure Point Incorporated for environmental documentation preparation on the Kennedy Avenue Bridge over the Locanima River in the amount not to exceed $54,835 pending legal review.
There's a motion.
Second.
Four motions for a second. The whole commission. That's nice. We have a motion and a second, so now we can have a little discussion. Dan, you want to go through this? Ties back to long-term goals.
Right. Kennedy Avenue Bridge has been a long-time project, probably going back 4 years now into when it's been designed. When it came back initially, it came back in well over the cost of what we were anticipating, which was, I believe it was $9 million. It was supposed to come in at six, and that was before everything that's going on now. So we decided that if best, maybe we could work with the federal government to get some federal funding so we could match 20% of it as opposed to paying 100%. This agreement will allow us to qualify for federal funding. We already have the DNR application, or the DNR permission, the Corps permission, and IDEM's permission. This is we need now to
to make it environmentally acceptable to EPA. So we have to do this report to EPA so that they will accept our proposals for federal government, federal funding. And my understanding is this will take between 10 and 12 months to get this complete. And we can, as I understand it from Structure Point, apply for federal funding while this application is in process. So we would add, I would imagine, 12 months in our agreement with them. And that way would they give them plenty of time, but that is what they said it would take 12 months to do. So.
Do you know if that's a requirement for just the length of the study or just?
The study won't take as long. The data they're going to get, it won't take that long. It is the approval process, which is the unknown. And so they think it could be 10, it could be 12. And I said to be on the safe side, we might as well go 12. I would hope it would be sooner, and that'd be great.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Repay?
I have, Mr. Chairman. So I guess, Dan, the permits that are in place that you mentioned, I know it's part, not really part of this consulting contract, but
correct.
Do those have sunset dates that we may have to go back?
We do, and we have to extend them. So it's a 401, a 404, water quality, construction of floodway, all those projects, as long as we update them as to our status, they should not expire. So we've had other situations with construction of the floodway where they said, okay, like, where are you guys at? And we've said there was a delay or we're still waiting for technical data, and they'll just extend us. It's rare that they will put the hammer down on us. I've not been a part of one where they've actually taken away after we've approved it. But as long as we keep them informed, DNR specifically, that's the big thing. Because IDEM really only cares, I don't want to say only cares, but they care when you're actually in the work, doing the work of disrupting the habitat.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, that motion and a second for the service agreement with American Structure Point's been already done, and I'd ask Mrs. Lambert to take a roll call vote on that.
Tom Vecchi?
Yes.
Derek Minnitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert
Oakey. Yes. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the executive director to seek proposals for flood wall joint sealant replacement and repair in stages 7 and 8.
There's a motion for that work.
Second.
Mr. Castellanos, thank you. Dan, would you like to give us a little synopsis?
Sure. Last month, I did a report, showed some of the deficiencies that we had that were identified in the 7th, in our Hammond and Munster inspection report, and the sealant was the key. Stage 7 is between Columbia and Northcott. There is no access inside the levee. It is, it's built bridge to bridge. There's no way to get in there besides hopping the wall. They also did it in a way where the cap or the crown of it is a part of the flood protection, where in stage 8 that isn't the case. Not sure the reasoning, but nonetheless, in order for us to make sure that that wall is considered certified and acceptable, we need to reseal these and show them the core that this has been done to their specifications.
And is there an engineering specification that's developed for this already?
They have provided, the Corps provided what will be acceptable as far as what type of sealant. So that will be put out with the bid proposals or the proposals, and then they can price that out as to what we know. We have an estimate of linear feet as far as what it is, but there's always some added bonus there that we can get. Reason why we put 7 and 8 was mainly 7 is our biggest issue. 8 will be something important, but it'll be a separate sort of bid. They'll bid it at 7, they'll bid it at 8, and then we'll know what it is. So if it's too much, our focus should be 7, because that's the protection level. 8's important, but 8 for the crown isn't considered flood protection. It's considered decorative.
And are we going to, when we advertise for these proposals, are we going to put a timeline for construction based?
So when it's
after award?
Yeah, when it's awarded, yes. Right now, what we have is we have it in the bid proposal that it needs to be finished by spring of 2023. I think I put a date in it. in what has to be done. So, and that coincides with the inspection. It doesn't make any sense for us to do it and then it's done after the inspection. So it doesn't benefit us. But I think I put April 2023. I could look to make sure, but I know I put a date in there, and did the date coincide with our next inspections for next year?
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, Mrs. Lambert, would you please take roll call vote on our last little bit of business?
Tom Vecchi.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
Thank you. Based on the agenda that's presented, I see that we're supposed to have a crediting update from the Corps. I don't know if they're on the line or they're not present, I don't believe. They have the comment.
They are
not. I don't recognize anyone out there at the Corps. Yeah.
So they took away 12 parcels, sent us back, and then are not responsive in the next meeting. That's great. Thank you very much, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I guess that would lead us to the point that Bill's favorite part was going to miss it. It's for the guests. So guests or attendees of tonight's meeting have an opportunity to address the board. If you'd like to do that, please come to the podium, provide your name and an address, and talk at your leisure. No one wants to talk. I'd ask if any of the commissioners have anything they'd like to discuss, address, share.
Sure, I'd like to say something.
David, go ahead.
First of all, I want to say to all the commissioners, it's great that you're here, and to the public, make a note that tomorrow on May the 19th at 10 a.m., we're at the Chase Street, 35th and Chase in Gary, Indiana. We're going to be doing a groundbreaking ceremony for the construction and development of the artesian spring that's been there for, I guess, according to geologists, between 200 to 300 years. So that the people in the Northwest Indiana communities can come and retrieve the water that they like in a much more nicer, cleaner, and sanitized atmosphere. It's going to be hosted by us. But the participants for this groundbreaking is going to be the mayor of Gary. Congressman Mervan's office is going to be there. The number of Lake County officials and a number of people who, along with their grandparents, have come there and are very happy that this particular project is going on because it has a lot of history, especially for those individuals who live in the small farms area who couldn't get water from open water at a period maybe in the 40s or the 30s. So that particular spring that was there, the artesian spring, provided water to those individuals. So this is a historical event. And if anybody's looking forward to coming out, it'd be at 10 a.m. We're looking forward to coming out for this particular event. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Before I move forward with the commissioners, David, can I go back to the questions? I didn't offer any of the attendees on the Zoom meeting to an opportunity to address the board.
You go back.
So is there anybody in attendance out there that would like to?
Yeah, there are two people on there, but no one raised their hand. Or
I didn't see anybody.
Yeah, they want to make comments. So.
Okay, we'll proceed. Derek?
I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Mr. Ochi?
Nothing to add. Thanks.
Mr. Ware?
Kudos to Commissioner Castellanos for leading the charge on the Artesian Spring project. It'd be a great project within another one of our communities that we are working in and partnering with. So kudos to Dave for taking that charge. And I guess just in the end, remember the reason for the upcoming holiday. Remember those that gave the ultimate sacrifice to the coming Memorial Day.
Right.
Thank you. That's all.
Yes, that would conclude all of our business. I appreciate everybody's attendance. Our next meeting will be held on June 15th, same location, same time. I appreciate, again, everyone giving me the opportunity to chair for next meeting. And with that, I'd call Mrs. Lambert to, I need a motion to adjourn. And
motion.
Second. And Mrs. Lambert, would you please hold this up? Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Tom Dave Cockrum.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oche.
Yes.
That being adjourned.